On today's episode of Insights, what is search engine optimization and how do we get started? We go through a rapid fire round of the best places to learn about social media and digital marketing, and we chat personal branding and how your personal brand can lead to more applications and better candidates. Today's episode of Insights is brought to you by The Idea Club, Haley Marketing's playground for creative thought, experiments, and inspiration. From ebooks and white papers to how-to articles and on-demand webinars, you'll find everything you need to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more. To learn more, visit haleymarketing.com/ideaclub. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your content marketing, social recruiting, employer branding, and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, welcome to episode 12.
Thanks, Brad. Excited to be back.
We got a great episode lined up for you, so let's get started.
Content Blueprint.
At this time, we'd like to welcome on Dan Hong, Haley Marketing's search engine optimization strategist. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Dan, you spend a lot of time looking at SEO strategies across the staffing and recruiting industry. Let's start with the basics. What is search engine optimization?
Sure. So search engine optimization is essentially the process of driving targeted traffic back to your website from search engines, whether it be Google, Bing, or even YouTube. And we can do this by implementing a series of different tactics that help make your site easily visible to the search engines so that they understand what you're about and what you provide.
I think it's important there that we're driving targeted traffic back to the website, driving targeted traffic back to the homeland. It's not just about ranking one in Google for any keyword. It's about targeted traffic and making sure the right people are getting back to your website.
Right. And the thing about search engine optimization is that it's very powerful in the sense that unlike usual social media platforms, search engines are intent-based, right? So that means we can capture the attention of the audience at the moment they are searching for exactly what, you know, the services that you're providing.
I think the really big key, and we'll get into a little bit about keyword research and whatnot, is everybody in the staffing agency in the country wants to rank for number one jobs in their area. But what Dan was saying, and Brad too, is the intent. And that's what's incredibly important about the SEO is think about when we're going to Google, and it doesn't have to be just for jobs. Think about when you're listening to this episode or, you know, in the next couple of days, when you go to Google, you're going with the intent. It could be to find a job. It could be to look for a restaurant for a Friday night reservation. It could be for anything. You're going there to find an answer. And that's what Google really wants to do, is provide the best information to you at that right time. So pivoting this back to Dan is, you know, what's really helps staffing agencies answer that question of a job seeker or a candidate or even on the client side to provide the right information when someone has that intent on Google or Yahoo or Bing?
So Dan, I'm going to ask you this. When it comes to search engine optimization, where should staffing firms get started?
Great question. So the first thing that you want to do is to really make sure that Google knows who you are as an entity, as a business. And the easiest way to do that would be to first claim your Google My Business listing. This way, Google knows exactly, you know, what you are. They know that you're a local business and they know where you're located. That way they know where to serve your result when somebody does a search. For example, if you're a staffing agency in Buffalo, New York, and you only serve in Buffalo, New York, then you want to make sure that Google knows that so that when somebody is doing a local search, whether it be on their phone or they're like searching for something like staffing agencies near me, Google knows that they can serve your result to that user, whether they're on their mobile phone or on their desktop.
And Google My Business is also how you can get on that Google map, right? So if somebody's looking for staffing firms in Buffalo, that gets you on the map.
Exactly. And if you've ever done a search for anything, whether it be like a restaurant or anything, you see whenever you do a search, you see, you know, that they call that the local snack pack, where you see a bunch of business listings with a star review ratings. And, you know, the reason why that's important is because that actually appears above the organic listings. So whenever somebody's doing a search on a mobile phone, they see that right at the top. And right from there, they can either go to your website or they can call you directly right from that search bar.
So after Google My Business, we've established that listing for our staffing firm. Where should we go from there?
From there, what we want to do is we want to identify our target audience and then create a content strategy based off of that.
Okay.
I always say that search engine optimization is, you know, 90% content and 10% everything else. And when we go to identify our target audience, what I mean by that is we want to figure out who we are trying to attract to our website. We want to figure out what their pain points are. We want to figure out what questions they are asking in the search engines and what type of problems they're having. And then from there, we can create a content strategy off of that.
So it's really about looking at target audience, who we're trying to identify, wrapping all of that around some keyword research possibly, and then really thinking about how we can get traffic back to our website through the use of content, through the use of keyword development and implementation on our website. But again, having a target audience, making sure that everything is defined and make sure we're driving the right traffic back to our website.
Exactly. And when we're doing our keyword research, you know, it's not just a matter of, oh, what services am I providing? You know, I want to be there when somebody types in staffing agencies or staffing services in this area. And while we do want to focus on that, you know, there are a bunch of other problems that your users have when they aren't specifically searching for your services. You know, just random questions that they may be having about their careers or how to advance their careers or job interview tips or, sure. You know, stuff that's not directly related to that service that you provide, but also helpful information that could help, you know, drive them back to your site that could eventually convert.
And Matt and I have talked about content implementation in the content blueprint section of Insights multiple times, where we want to talk about the pain points of our target audience. We want to answer the questions that individuals are asking. So that's right in line with SEO. We're answering the questions that our target audience has, not only to see us as a thought leader on that topic, but because it drives good organic search traffic.
I think I love the talking point from Dan about 90% content, 10% everything else. And that I don't think a lot of people think that way. They think I have to be optimized for terms, when if the content is really good, you're going to rank high. Like, yes, it needs to be optimized and whatnot, but we have to have content that's really high and really think about the audience, because I'm sure you see this in a lot of research you do for websites, Dan, is we have to rank for what our users are searching for. We don't want to rank for what we think they're searching for. It's really what the audience wants to find.
Right. And one thing I'll mention is that, you know, a lot of people really get fixated on this technical aspect. I think SEO is very technical, and in a lot of ways it is. There are definitely things you can do on a technical scale. However, you know, at the end of the day, you got to think about it from Google's perspective. What is Google trying to do? You know, their job is to provide that solution whenever somebody is searching for whatever. So, you know, in theory, all the technical stuff aside, all you got to do is be that solution for them.
And how many different factors come into SEO, roughly?
There are over 200 factors that they're looking for. And you know, maybe for the time being, there could be some exploitable technical thing that you can do. But Google's constantly changing their algorithm, and eventually they'll catch on. You know, the easiest way to optimize your site for SEO is to just genuinely be that best resource.
And there's no way Google doesn't release the formula. It's not like Haley Marketing or other companies have some secret formula. Maybe they do. Please call us. But, you know, what it's just like Dan says, get back to that good content, and then you're always going to really be ranking high, you know, in that My Business listing with getting some good testimonials and star rankings. So that's where I think just stick to the long term game, and that's where you can find value in SEO.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on Insights and sharing your insights with us. If you'd like to learn more about search engine optimization, I would encourage you to visit lunchwithhaley.com, select Webinars on Demand, and listen to the webinar titled Staffing Messaging, Striking a Balance Between Human Readers and Algorithms. Dan and Michelle McCormick from our team put on that webinar a few months ago. It's a great resource on search engine optimization and how that should integrate with your messaging across social media. Again, Dan, thanks for coming on this episode of Insights.
Social reach,
Matt, it's time for another rapid-fire round of takeaways. If you're newer to Insights on Episode 6, which we'll link to in the show notes, Matt and I went through a rapid-fire best places to share your jobs on social media. Today, we're going to talk about where we learn and who we learn from in the digital marketing and recruitment marketing space. Matt, I'm going to let you start.
Wow.
Please.
Gentlemen here. This is a lot of pressure. I'm going to start with the recruitment marketing space, and I think an organization that's done a really good job, it's been almost a year and a half, 2 years, it's Rally Forward Recruitment Marketing, Lori Sylvia. She does a great job of basically recruitment marketing or content marketing her own for the industry. They have webinars pretty much monthly. They have an annual conference. They have an email newsletter that goes out every week that shares the blogs on their website, on social media, and just does a really good job of building this community. And I think Lori does a great job of being very personable with sharing content, sharing great case studies, and continually keeping the content from them top of mind. And probably the best part is all of it's free. So every conference, webinar, anything is free, and it's very good in the recruitment marketing space.
I'm going to start with a book I read in February called Marketing Rebellion by Mark Schaefer. I've been out for Haley Marketing Group quite a few times sharing my insights on personal branding, and this book really became a cornerstone for part of that presentation. Mark has a quote in there that says, "Be more human no matter what happens next. If we use that as our constant guide and filter, we'll be okay. The most human company wins." And Marketing Rebellion is an excellent book about how you can be more human in your marketing approach. So I certainly encourage you to read that.
Do you want to shift to social? You got more books over there.
I do have more books. I can give another tip here. The next book really that I would recommend is Contagious. It's Why Things Catch On, and it's by Jonah Berger. And really, I love the book. It's about why ideas catch on. And one of my key takeaways here is a quote from the book says, "We need to design products and ideas that are frequently triggered by the environment and create new triggers by linking our products and ideas to prevalent cues in that environment." I think if you want ideas to catch on and you want ideas to stick, individuals need to be constantly reminded of that idea. It's why social media sticks. You constantly get notifications to come back to that platform. So for me, I really enjoyed that book, and I think that's another great place that you could learn about not just how to get your business ideas to stick, but how to get your ideas with friends and family members to stick as well.
There's a couple, I don't know if you'd call them bloggers or more social media influencers. I like Larry Kim and Neil Patel. I think Larry Kim talks about 800 miles an hour, which is a couple hundred miles an hour faster than me, which could be hard to understand, but I'm a very fast-paced person. And Larry Kim does a great job of, he's big into the mobile messenger world of chatbots and Facebook messengers because we want instant results and instant responses in any industry. And he focuses more not on staffing, just social in general, and does a great job of explaining it and seeing how we could bring those into the staffing industry. And Neil Patel, similar, very long form content, but it's very good content with breaks it up into screen shares and data and whatnot. So I think those are two, if you're looking for trends in social media, great reads, because then they look at that consumer world, which is usually at least months or years ahead of that talent acquisition staffing world.
If we're going to look at individuals, individual authors or individual influencers, I learned from Gary Vee. I learned from Brian Fanzo. And then I think we have to include Seth Godin on that list as well, who just put out This Is Marketing, a brand new marketing book, but also has a great blog, Seth's blog, which is a great read as well. So if we're looking for influencers and other people that I learned from, Gary Vee, Brian Fanzo, Seth Godin.
I can't believe you didn't say Jay Bear.
Now I feel bad. I actually, as we're recording this on Friday. I listened to the Social Pros podcast on the way in. See, I didn't get to podcasts yet. Okay. I started with books, then I went to influencers and thinkers. I was going to go to podcasts next.
Well, Jay does all that. He has a book, books. He is an influencer. His Talk Sugars book is very good, where it talks about how, perfect example, actually, that Todd Lewandowski brought up on his episode of Secrets of Staffing Success with Rob and me was the menu at the Cheesecake Factory. It's literally a novel, but that's their thing. And yep, everybody that goes to the Cheesecake Factory, probably for two things, one, the cheesecake, or two, the menu, you can get anything you want. It take you 20 minutes to read everything. So, but people know it, and that's their thing. And Jay is really good in the industry. He's talked his latest podcast about video and does a good job of staying on top of those trends and sharing content, if it's books, if it's blogs, and or podcasts, which we appear to be pivoting to here.
If we're going to stay on podcasts, I love the Social Media Marketing Podcast by Social Media Examiner. I think that it's a great recap of what is currently happening in the social media landscape. So it gets away from social recruiting, but it helps us understand what's working in social media collectively. What new advances are being made on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? What new tools are being shifted and what new tools are even being created? How can we consistently learn what's going on so we can then deploy tactics on those platforms? I also love The Blogging Millionaire by Brandon Gailey that talks about how you can be great at blogging and how you can actually generate revenue from blogging. So I think if you're looking at creating content, and we talk about the content blueprint on Insights, listening to The Blogging Millionaire is another great podcast that can help you learn about the content marketing landscape.
I'm going to stick to podcasts and a couple from the HR world. I think Megan Ambiro's Work Trends Talent Culture podcast is good. She gets great interviews with people around the industry and then has a live Twitter chat on Wednesday about the podcast from the previous week. And if you sign up for her newsletter, you know the topics beforehand. So great job there by integrating everything. Really good interviewer too. And then if I didn't say the Chad and the Cheese podcast, Brad would probably throw me off here. A podcast that has grown in popularity a lot. I think, I started listening beginning 2018, and if you're in the HR world, they're at conferences almost every week, and people like their very upfront delivery. If you don't like swearing, don't listen to them, but they are very honest and they are very knowledgeable about the industry and don't care about calling out garbage and anything like that. They're very interesting, and I think they do a great job of talking about how this industry needs to change quickly, and talks to a lot of influencers too. They talk to some of the biggest people in the industry.
I'm going to stay on podcasts. I understand that it's difficult at times to continuously learn. If you think about your personal schedule, reading books, reading blogs, where does that fit in? For me, podcasts are the perfect opportunity to listen while you're on the go. Whether you're sitting at your desk, you're driving in the car, it's a great opportunity. So I would recommend the Just Try This podcast. That's Brian Fanzo and Amy Landino. And then I would also recommend the Speaker Lab with Grant Baldwin. If you're interested in how to be a better presenter, how to show yourself in meetings, and how to really portray yourself, the Speaker Lab by Grant Baldwin has been instrumental in my development, and I recommend you listen to that as well.
What else is on your list?
What else is on my list? Well, the Haley Marketing blog, of course. I would recommend that we go to the Haley Marketing blog and the Idea Club for best practices in the staffing and recruiting landscape. So our team of marketing educators, our team of social media advisors, project managers, creative individuals, everybody on Haley Marketing's team is consistently writing content for the Haley blog and the Idea Club. And what you're getting on the Haley blog is not only the best information on the tactic and the tool, but it's how it relates to you specifically in staffing and recruiting.
I think that's a great way to wrap up the segment here. We'll list a lot of these in the show notes, but fantastic job by Brad here to kind of steer this segment and then wrap it up here. There's a lot of great content on our blog, and so many great thought leaders and people with awesome knowledge in our building that are helping bring those trends of marketing to staffing.
Seen and heard.
Matt, let's chat personal branding.
Let's.
For quite some time now, I've been educating the staffing and recruiting industry on the benefits of personal branding. We've created an ebook for that at Haley Marketing Group. I've gone out and I've spoken for a few different industry associations and webinar series on the value of personal branding. And I wanted to bring that topic to the Insights podcast for our listeners. And I think if we can get started here and really paint the picture for why personal branding matters, Matt and I were talking about some statistics and why personal branding matters in 2019. Recent data shows that 62% of recruiters say that it's tougher to find quality candidates for their companies than it was 5 years ago. As many as 84% of millennials don't trust traditional advertising. Add to that the fact that 42% of individuals feel that they aren't sure which brands or companies they can trust. So now here's where it shifts. 90% of millennials say that brand authenticity is important. And 62% of millennials say that if a brand engages with them on social networks, they're more likely to become a loyal customer. See, it's important that we engage with individuals on social media, that we develop a personal brand, because as we look at the data, yes, at 3.6% unemployment, it's getting incredibly difficult to find the right candidates. And as we learn that more consumers are finding it difficult to trust brands and trust logos, I think there's an incredible opportunity for individuals in the staffing and recruiting industry to cut through the clutter by developing strong personal brands.
So to recap what you hit us here with fantastic insights and a lot of data is we have trust issues. We want to trust. So how can we get people to trust us?
Correct.
That's the TL too long didn't read right there.
Correct.
But anyway, so how do we do it? Like how, I mean, Brad's wrote, has an ebook that we've put together a company. He has presentations. He's gone out to different associations around the country, literally, and for to do virtually and in person. And I mean, if we really want to get technical, I think it's just being a person. It's very interesting to watch how digital and social is evolving to, it's been 10 years that social's been really started and has started to evolve and mature during that, you know, last 10-year period. But it was cool in the beginning. Then we just blasted the heck out of content to share. And now that everybody's doing it, we're getting content overload. So how can you really engage? And it's becoming one-to-one.
Yeah, for me, personal branding comes down to a three-step process. It's developing your profile, it's joining the conversation, and then it's starting the conversation. If you don't have a concrete profile developed and individuals can't find you, you have no shot to develop that personal brand. From there, we join the conversation, and then we start the conversation. You know, Matt, think about any sort of networking event you go to or even party, gathering with friends and family members. If you were just to sit in the corner of the room and start screaming information about yourself, one, everyone's going to look at you like you're crazy. And two, everyone's going to look at you like you're crazy. But instead, you join the conversation, right? Social media should be the exact same. We don't want to just shout into the clutter, shout into the noise that we have blogs and jobs available and opportunities available. We want to join that conversation.
And doing that digitally is a lot easier than being at an actual party.
Sure.
It's if you have a quiet personality, if you have a nice, boisterous personality, like my podcast partner here, he would probably be shouting in the middle of the group saying all of his fantastic beliefs and whatnot. But anyway, I think you can do it digitally. You have that profile. And Brad laid out a great three-step process. So then my next question would be, where do you go to join that conversation?
To join the conversation, I would recommend starting with the platform that you're most comfortable with. Matt and I would never encourage you to jump into a platform that you're not familiar with because it's going to make you anxious. It's going to make you a little stressed out. But start with where you're comfortable. If that's LinkedIn, join the conversation in groups. If that's Facebook, maybe it's starting with your newsfeed. What are individuals talking about and how can you add value? If it's Facebook groups, again, how can you add value? Don't just join groups and share jobs, but listen to what others are saying and listen to respond and listen to actually add value to that conversation in that group.
And go into that group. I think we jumping back to segment two here and something Gary Vaynerchuk talks about is don't expect anything back. Yep. Just add value. You know, you have some expertise, explain it in a way that can be very helpful to your audience there, but you know, just do it because it's the, you know, the right thing to do. Sounds a little Pollyanna, but you know, just share that content where you can help people because that's literally what the staffing industry is about. We're helping people put people to work. And that's where you can really join into those conversations if it's on Facebook, if it's, you know, whatever electronic or digital format that you're really comfortable with. And then I think pivoting here, starting the conversation can be, it's a third step, I think, because it's hard because it puts you out there.
It absolutely does. And you need to understand what you're comfortable showing. And what I would recommend doing is to start by making it personal and share who you are so that individuals can get to know who you are, but only share what you would be comfortable sharing offline, online. So if you're at a networking event and you don't want to talk about how you're, let's say, passionate about Gary Vee, or you don't want to talk about your personal life, you don't want to talk about your family, don't do that online. In no way should you do anything online that you wouldn't do offline. Online is just an extension of who you are offline. We're just continuing that extension somewhere else.
It's going to be more authentic.
Absolutely.
If you're a fake persona behind the keyboard or even in front of the camera that you do 37 takes to produce a video, when you have to jump into that real life conversation in a networking event or a business meeting or whatever, you're not going to be able to act consistently. You're going to eventually have to be your own persona. And if your own personality shines out, your content will be more authentic. You're going to engage more and the human brand will come back and our trust issues are eliminated.
And people can spot that, right? We said that right from the beginning that individuals don't trust brands anymore because brands for the longest time have been fake and people are reading through that now. So if we are human, we are authentic, we are ourselves. When we go from being behind a computer to being, let's say, in real life, and I throw up finger quotes there almost comically, when we're offline, we just want to be who we are.
And I think my last kind of point here for segment three is video helps you be yourself authentically digitally and will let you build that trust. I mean, everybody's doing video. I get it. But if your video is good, if your content is good, then it's going to resonate and connect. And showing that video, we have seen just it helps you make that connection with people because, I mean, it's a face, it's a voice, it's your own personality. And you're not going to connect with everyone, just like you're not going to connect with everyone in the real world, but you will connect with the right audience and the right people for either your career or for your business.
Matt, I'm going to end with some Dr. Seuss here. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And when it comes to personal branding, be yourself, be authentic, but most importantly, be you. If you would like to download the ebook, Personal Branding, Your Secret to More Applications and Better Candidates, created by Haley Marketing Group, we'll put a link to that ebook in the show notes so that you can do so. That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we ask that you please share it with just one coworker this week. Have a question for us? You can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.